Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
It's Staycation Destinations on Family Life. On today's trip, fine art that you and your children can touch and climb on. Each week, all summer long, we map out a unique opportunity for you to discover somewhere unique in our two states, fairly close to home and affordable for a day trip or a longer tour. I'm Greg Gillespie, and today our staycation destination takes us to Cattaraugus County in western New York.
Hello, Greg. I am Neela Griffiths-Lampman. I am the executive director of the Ashford Hollow Foundation. We own and operate the Griffiths Sculpture Park in East Otto, New York, as well as the Essex Art Center in Buffalo, New York.
Now, you have a very personal connection with this sculpture park. Tell us about the history of that and how it has grown to what it has become now.
I do. I am the granddaughter of Larry Griffiths Jr., who is the visionary and founder of the Ashford Hollow Foundation. His journey to create this beautiful sculpture park started off in his early teens and kind of continued into his family life. So Larry actually fought in the Battle of the Bulge in World War II, which was one of the bloodiest fights in the history of World War II. And that really changed him as an individual. And while he was fighting, he was actually still creating art, even in some of the darkest days that he had. On his back throughout the war, he had an art kit, and it contained his paints and his paintbrushes. And anytime there was any downtime, he would actually utilize that to create paintings. When he returned home, he actually started an organization called Fanisher Ladies Hosiery. It was actually a very successful company, and he started the company with his uncle. He also became a husband and father. He has 8 children. During the time while he was the founder of the Fanisher Ladies Hosiery, he was still painting. So he would come home after work, and with 5 children at the time, he would paint long into the wee hours of the morning. So his uncle looked at him and said, "Larry, I appreciate what you're doing, but the painting is really taking precedence over your work. And I do think that you need to make a decision whether you want to be a business owner or if you want to be an artist." And Larry really took some time and looked at what he would like out of his life and made the decision to sell his home and move the family to Italy to really hone his skills in sculpture, painting, and bronze casting. So he moves his 6 children to Italy. They live in Italy for 2 years. This is where he really learned to sculpt, and he also took his family on a plethora of outings to museums, and he started to notice that his children weren't as engaged or interested in museums as he hoped they would be. I have a 9 and 10-year-old currently, and you know, bringing them to a museum is wonderful. They get to look at the art, but there's also a lot of no's during those outings. Please don't touch, don't run. And he really noticed that they weren't being as touched by the works of art that he was feeling. So he took them to Hadrian's Villa. And this was a place where the children completely thrived. They were interacting with the art. They were interacting with the nature. And this is really where the seed for the sculpture park was planted. And that's where he saw his family just blossom with the art and nature marriage. And he knew he wanted to bring something like that to Western New York. And he was really excited to kind of see what area he could develop something similar to that same experience that his children had at Hadrian's Villa in Italy. So when he returned back from Italy, he began to seek out large properties of land. All of his original 1960s large-scale 3,000-pound, over 25-foot sculptures were placed at the top of Kissing Bridge in the early 1960s until he was able to secure the plot of land where Griffith Sculpture Park in East Otto now resides. So that's where we have 450 acres of land with over 10 miles of hiking trails and over 250 sculptures. We highlight quite a few of national and international artists and have a plethora of Larry Griffiths pieces throughout the sculpture park as well.
When someone comes to be a visitor, what kind of an experience should they look for? What do you see and become a part of when you visit the sculpture park?
So we have a beautiful drive from anywhere that you're coming from. The 219 is a scenic drive, and you make that turn off the 219 on Roar Hill. And all of a sudden, out of the meadow, you see Larry Griffiths's original large-scale pieces almost kind of pop out of the grassy fields. And it's quite awe-inspiring to, you know, not necessarily expect it, but then all of a sudden they arise as you kind of crest the top of the hill. So it's really quite an experience. I always suggest to people to pack a lunch, intend on staying the day, bring a picnic blanket, bring the family, bring some great hiking shoes, and just wander and meander throughout the sculpture park. There's so many pieces for children and adults to engage with and really explore, much different than you could in a museum setting. This is somewhere where you can actually feel the welds, you can feel the pieces, you can interact with them. A lot of the pieces encourage touching, feeling, and climbing on them. So we are really excited when we see kids' face light up with the ability to interact with pieces and with nature in a way that they don't often have the opportunity to do so in other venues.
Today's tour guide on Staycation Destinations on Family Life was Neela Griffiths-Lampman. She is the executive director of the Ashford Hollow Foundation, which operates the outdoor Griffiths Sculpture Park in Cattaraugus County in western New York. Listen on Family Life each Friday all summer long for Staycation Destinations. Hear these features on our news podcast page and check out a bonus tidbit about another unique location with our online side trip suggestions each week on the website. I'm Greg Gillespie. Buckle up and enjoy your journeys.